News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We have been talking about it all morning, unisex toilets, and they are not popular on our text line, let me tell you. But love them or hate them, one person who does think it's time to take the man out of the manure is consumer columnist and host of The Home Show on News Talk, Sinead Ryan. Good morning to you, Sinead. Sinead, you wrote this article that got us all talking about unisex toilets. Tell us what you have against them.
Pretty much everything, Ciara. I mean, where do I start and how much time do we have? They seem to have crept in the last 10 years or so. And look, I get why restaurants and pubs want them. They're cheaper. One loo is cheaper than two. So if you can have everybody piling in for the same one, you know, I get that. However, there is nothing pleasant about them at all. And actually the worst examples are the ones that when you walk into a bathroom facility, a public bathroom, remember, you have a toilet, you have a urinal and you have a sink. Now, I just go into a complete meltdown. I actually can feel myself gag.
You think urinals are gross?
They are gross. I don't think they are gross. They are gross. Even the ones with like those cleaning cakes in them that, oh, God, they're stained, they're smelly. They're actually, big and all as they are, they seem to be missed more often than they are successfully aimed at. And I think it's absolutely disgusting.
And, you know, you did address the issue because one of the reasons we have a greater number, Sinead, of these bathroom facilities that are unisex is the inclusivity issue, the issue around trans people and all that kind of stuff. Is that, in your view, that's not enough to justify the majority? And I'm just looking at our text line. People are, shared toilets are impractical, lead to longer queues. Women spend longer doing the make and when want a quick pee with bad aim. They destroy toilet bowls and seats, says Pat. Someone else says, I went to the Abbey Theatre. It was so long, the queues, that we went across the road to use other facilities. Very embarrassing in mixed company to ever share toilets. Like, there's very little support for these.
There isn't. And this is nothing to do with gender identity or anything like that. You either stand to pee or you sit to pee. Therein lies the problem as far as I'm concerned, because the people who sit to pee do so neatly. We have learned how to do it. Aim, you know, is unquestionable. We are always going to nail it. And if there's a tiny dribble left on the seat, you know what we do? We wipe it off and then we flush it.
So we have etiquette, is what you're saying.
Correct. And also, Ciara, it is a social enterprise. How often have you been at a dinner or in a restaurant or in a pub and say, look, I'm just nipping to the loo, and three girls will say, oh, I'll come with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you use that opportunity. You're swapping lippy. You're talking about salons. You're saying, oh, you know, that dress is...
This is where the divergence happens.
Oh, Jonathan, there you are.
Yes, hello. men will never go to the toilet in groups.
Yes.
It's like
you're missing a trick. You're missing
a
trick, Jonathan.
We're in, we're out, we're done.
You see, therein lies the difference, because you're in far too quickly and you're out far too quickly without doing the bit in the middle that requires minimal hygiene, by the way.
Yeah, but I also do think, and I think it's fair to say, that women engage in all kinds of intimate acts. Steady in bathrooms. They do, Jonathan. They have periods, they deal with all that kind of stuff, but they also they put on their makeup. They do things.
Which of us hasn't?
They fix their,
you know, blow dry their hair under the hand dryer.
Who among us, Sinead?
And
I
we
haven't.
Do. And we
And that's
see,
the state of your hair, to be honest.
So I just think it is time to call a halt to all of this, because going to the loo,
that doesn't
isn't
appear to
just
be the direction of travel. The direction of travel seems to be the other direction.
Yeah.
And like more and more places seem to have them. One of our team was saying earlier that a school in their vicinity, their locality, has opened with only unisex bathrooms.
So I have a much bigger problem. Whatever about you and me as adults, we can take choices and we can do what we like. But when it comes to children, I think we absolutely have to draw the line there. Now, I do get one of the positives of unisex loos is that in a public space, a dad can take maybe a little girl into the toilet and help her, and it's not always down to mum. I get that, and that's a great idea. But there are plenty of people, for religious reasons, you know, that would be a big barrier. For me, it's just distaste. But there are problems with it. And when it comes to teenagers, especially young girls, maybe beginning their periods for the first time, like, they don't want to have to go into the loo, do what they need to do, which is the necessary, and come out and there's two blokes standing there washing
I see the difficulties. I suspect, although someone else says, I have no problem sharing toilets with men as such. It's because men are, as history goes, more unclean than women that there is this issue, says Kat. That would be the minority text there. But look, Sinead, it has set our text line.
Well, you can read it on independent.ie.
On fire.
Get the men out of the menol.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. John.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.